On behalf of Jana, myself, and our kids, thank you. Thank you for your trust. Thank you for your confidence. Thank you for your support in my efforts. I'm a fifth-generation Janesville native, and I've been honored to serve this first congressional district since 1998. It's been one of the best experiences of my lifetime, and I'm humbled that so many want to see me continue to work on their behalf. People here, they know me well. They know I believe that to serve is to work to become part of the solution, not be part of the problem. They share my desire for political leadership that is inclusive, not divisive. They look at the horizon and they look for hope, not fear. Most of all, they want someone who works to effectively advance our founding principles. Look, there is a lot of real frustration in this country. There's a lot of anger that Washington just isn't working and that it seems irrevocably broken. The people want to see Congress and their elected leaders tackle our tough problems, not duck those tough problems. They're sick of the paralysis and they're hungry for results. And all too often, Washington fails to provide those results. In times as uncertain as these, it is easy to resort to division. It's simple to prey on people's fears. That stuff sells, but it doesn't stick. It doesn't last. Most of all, it doesn't work. Around here, we look beyond the noise and the static. Our strength comes from the principles on which our country was founded: self-government and liberty. Our inspiration comes from the notion that the condition of your birth doesn't determine the outcome of your life. And our desire is to see everyone get ahead and make sure that our children are left better off. And so because we want to bring people together, not divide them, because we want to break the gridlock, not perpetuate it, because we want fresh ideas, not outdated ideas, Republicans are offering a better way to fix this country's big, pressing problems. By taking a better way, we can reignite our nation's economic engine. We can lift people out of poverty and get them on the ladder of opportunity. We can restore our Constitution. We can have real patient-centered health care. And we can keep our country safe and free. This is how we turn this passion of the moment into a hard-won future: through ideas, through inspiration, through inclusiveness, through an agenda that we can be proud of, through an agenda that can unite people. So we will take this agenda to voters across this country this fall, and I am confident that they will reward our efforts. Between now and November, I am committed to doing everything I can to make sure that the status quo, which isn't good enough, is not continued, because we can do better. We are going to make the case that House Republicans are offering new ideas for a new day. And let it be known that we can't afford another 4 years like the Obama years. And let's be very, very clear. That is exactly what Hillary Clinton and her party are offering. We can get this country back on track. We can tackle our country's biggest, most pressing problems before they tackle us. We can restore the optimism that is there in that small business owner from Janesville. We can restore the optimism that's in the heart of that farmer from Elkhorn, that's in that worker that gets up at 6 a.m. to work tool and die in Racine, or that's in that college kid in Kenosha. They all want to find and reach their version of their American dream. And I'm going to do every single thing I can as their representative of the 1st Congressional District and as Speaker of the House to try and make that possible. I just want to end with this. I want to thank my employers, the people I work for here in the 1st Congressional District, for hiring me to fight on their behalf. I simply want to say thank you very much for your confidence. I appreciate it. Questions? How about some local guys? Charles Benson, I think I see you. Yeah, there you are. I thought I heard your voice.